This is Ian Plessett at Guildford City. The final score today was Guildford City 2, Windsor 2. I'm here with manager Kev Rayner. Not sure if you're unhappy, overjoyed, or pleased. It was an interesting game, and I think Guildford showed some wonderful football at certain places.
Yeah, I thought it was a good game to watch. I thought we was a bit unlucky not to win the game. Probably deserve a little bit more. Obviously, Mr. Penn and their keepers made a fantastic double save at 2-1. But I think they're not a bad side. Similar to Ashford, the way they play. But after sort of 20 minutes, I thought we dominated the game. Deservedly got in front and had the chances to probably seal the game. But it was a good game, both sides trying to win the game. It was a decent watch. But I felt we deserved a little bit more.
Just some silly little errors for both goals, really. And Tammy's missed the penalty. Put the first one away very well, but the second one, not so.
Yeah, he nearly was off about 5 minutes before. But, whoever was on taking it could have missed as well. Yeah. So, there's no problem there. But no, we played well. After 20 minutes, I thought we sorted our shape out and we started to look at a decent threat and played some nice football. Just a bit unfortunate not to get the third goal at the right time. And I think if Ryan had finished or if Sam scores a pen, the game would have pretty much petered out. But unfortunately, it didn't. And again, a little bit unlucky with Hawley dropped a ball, which he done Wednesday as well, which he never does. And he's got.
We were saying on the side that unfortunately it's a bit like strikers, that people remember the glaring mistakes, don't they? But he pulled off some really good saves afterwards, especially when they were one on one. So I mean, one hand it's great, one hand maybe not.
Yeah, no, I mean, you can't. It's just unusual to see Anthony do that sort of thing. He's normally fantastic in the air and the crosses especially. But we've just gifted him both goals. First half, Jordan short back pass early, which we spoke about not doing, and we've done it again and just gifted him the goal. But the response was great after 20 minutes. Liam's goal was a great strike, and like I say, deserved the lead. We're starting to create a lot of pressure. I thought our fitness today as well, we were certainly looking the stronger side at the end, and we created some good chances. We just need to take one of them. But in a way, a decent game, but I just felt a bit disappointed that we didn't get a little bit more. So
disappointed not to get the 3 points, even though it played so well. I think even the supporters were really amazed of how well we really played, and we really did deserve the 3 points, but we just didn't get them.
Obviously I've looked on the one or two comments this week about how fantastic Windsor are, from I don't know who it was, saying that they're going to hammer us, and perhaps that person might want to come on, and if he wants to give me his number, I'll happily give him a call and speak to him about the side. I mean, we know we've got as good a team in the league as anybody else, and we've got good players. I mean, I felt we deserved more than we got today, and Windsor are a good side, but we looked better than them and should have got a little bit more than we got. So
game on Tuesday, only a few days away, but I think, as you were saying, that the squad seemed to enjoy it, and I think it was proved today that the squad are enjoying playing and having Tommy back as well.
Yeah, I think we've got a good squad. I mean, we've rotated one or two today and everyone's come in and we've done well. We've played some good stuff and we're gradually getting there. The attitude's much better the last couple of games, and I think we've just got to move on to Hawley Tuesday and keep the same attitude and work rate. We've got a good enough side to win games, so providing they work hard, we should get some more points, and that's what it's about.
Thanks very much for your thoughts. Thank you.
All right, cheersy.